Good afternoon. No, it is not afternoon. It is evening time. And I hope that you are enjoying your evening or whatever time of the day that you are listening to this. I hope that this episode brings you a sense of enlightenment, peace, water, the seed of wherever you are on your journey and your chapter in life. It brings me great joy and humility to be able to share this amazing content with you as I evolve and as I grow and expand. I just feel compelled to share this really just as my way of gratitude. It just comes out of my heart, not out of something I feel like I have to do. It's just something that I feel very enthusiastic about. Whenever I feel something that has brought me great joy or a different or greater enlightenment, I'm always, not always, but I'm open to listening to the spirit to say, should I share this? And in some form, in some way, I'm either sharing it with a close sister friend, or putting it in a post. This particular time, the post, I did put it on my Instagram post, what I'm getting ready to share with you on this evening. But more in particular, I felt that I needed to go more in depth with dropping the net. That's the topic, dropping the net. And as I began sitting in my car, and basically in simpler terms, I was sitting in my car and I was just thinking about living in the full manifestation of what God placed in me and what God told me 6 years ago when I had my encounter. And I recognized that in order to fully live and walk in that truth and walk in that light and see that physical manifestation of what was spoken over me, one of the things that I recognize on tonight that I want to share with you, and that is dropping the net. And how that spoke to me, I know you guys are, if you're familiar with the Bible verse when Jesus was gathering disciples, or he was looking for disciples, and one of the disciples, one of the potential candidates of being a disciple, was a fisherman, right? And Jesus said, you know, basically drop your net and follow me. And I have recognize that there was a level of mentality, the mentality of dropping the net and follow God. And dropping the net meant dropping everything, dropping my old self, dropping my old beliefs. I had to throw everything out of the bag, really, for the most part, keep the meat, throw out the bones. I really had to throw a lot of the bones out of what I was taught, how I was told to believe about myself, the world's perspective of how you should view yourself. A lot of those beliefs and attachments that I had, that I used to navigate through life, that I used to show up in the world as, I had to throw those things out of the window and follow the voice of God and really follow that. And there I was holding on during this unlearning process and really awakening, and a lot of it was healing, but a lot of it was unlearning and awakening. And just during that process, there was a level of healing that I had to go through, through past childhood traumas and things that were showing up in my marriage and things that were showing up in my relationships and my health and the way that I viewed life and different aspects of my life. I recognized, well, God had showed me in my encounter that I had with the Spirit, was that all of the things that was happening was a direct reflection of the beliefs and attachments that I was carrying. And I I really learned a lot through my I learned a lot through listening to the Spirit, as just really directly talking to me, and my eyes were just like wide open, like, oh my gosh, this is so, I was so intrigued and engulfed by it, and just recognizing that one, that God saw me. And the reason why I knew God saw me was because I cried out to God. You probably gonna hear the story as often as you probably listen to me. You probably gonna hear the story a million times, and I don't mind repeating it because it's just my story. It's a story that I've been through, and it has allowed me to. This story is why I'm here today. So the only reason why I knew I had the beliefs and attachments that was showing up in my life, as I shared. I went on a fast, a 21-day fast led by an amazing, woman, at the time, her name, Shannon Yvette, and she, helped, she did a 21-day corporate fast. And if, you know, whoever felt led to do this 21-day fast, corporately was more than welcome to join. And so I was like, that's it. I'm supposed to do it, signed up for it. And, we had conference calls every day. Was it every day? I'm not sure if it was every day. It was 6 years ago, but I know it was often. The conference calls were often. So it might've been every day for 21 days. Yep. It was every day. And, we were on this conference call, and, the whole purpose of the fast was to, gave the instructions to allow God to speak to you, right? And to write down what it is you want God to do in your life. And I remember at the time, my marriage was going bad, my relationships were going bad, my health, everything was just bad. And I remember at the time writing down specifically saying, God, I want you to show me. I remember that Mary even remembered, even to this day, I still have the journal. God, show me me, show me who I really am. And not only show me who I really am. That's why I remember saying that, because I knew toxic, the heaviness, the baggage that I was carrying in my life. I didn't know the how or why, all the intricates at that time, but I knew at that time that it was God wanting to show me, right? And so I it was a desire that I had wanted to see myself for years, ever since I was little, but I didn't quite know what that really meant. I just knew that I was disconnected from myself. And I knew that there was a part of me that had this connection to knowing. I had this connection of seeing things that people didn't see. I knew that I had these, I just knew that I was special. I knew that I was different, and I knew that I saw things differently. And I knew that I was disconnecting from that. And I knew, looking back now that I'm connecting all the dots, I knew that if I can get back to that place, I knew that everything else was going to be okay, because I had been trying to fill all the holes and the gaps and the beliefs of what other people told me from my experiences, from what the world believed, just that human baggage. I was trying to fill all those holes. I was trying to, you know, meet the status quo. I was trying to, you know, make this certain amount of money, because I said, if you make this certain amount of money, then you'll be happy. I was just trying to listen to what at the time it was good intent. Like my parents meant well. They meant well. And I also recognized that some of the beliefs that was passed down to me, that it was stemmed from their own wounds and fears that they had not healed from. And so I talk about that, you know, further in depth, but that was what God showed me. On the fast and day 19, when I said, God, show me, and God began showing me that all the stuff that I was carrying, like I just mentioned to you, that all the stuff that I was carrying wasn't who I was, and that I was getting ready to go on this process, and that God was going to restore all the areas of my life, my relationship, my marriage, that God was going to restore that. And I didn't know the how. And so what I found myself doing is I found myself trying to pick up all of what my old tricks, pick up my old, when I mean tricks, not from a manipulation type of way, but just out of what I thought. I had never trusted God on that level. I had never trusted God in that aspect. I never in my life had, for what I know, had trusted God on that type of level. For one, for God to speak to me and tell me directly what God was going to do in my life. I thought that I had to use my old tricks. And this is what I'm sharing with you today. So I had to drop the net. I was still trying to hold on to that last bit of net, and God had told me to let go. And I was like, God, what do you mean let go? I need you to let go. And so I recognize now, looking back, that I fully let go. I fully surrendered. It was just a matter of, you can't take the net with you. Meaning you can't take what you know, your skills of what you learned, you know, in school per se, or like the beliefs, your identity of what you've been taught. Right. Meaning like and I want to be specific. What I mean by that is, let me reiterate this so you'll understand what I mean. I think you follow me, for those who are listening, but I just want to explain this if you don't understand. Yes, God uses, like, nothing is wasted, meaning that nothing is wasted. So God can use and can use any and everything in your life to bring forth who you are, right? To bring forth the truth of who you are. So nothing is wasted. I recognize at the end, here's the other, also other aspect of this. I recognize that I had to release the net. And in my net was what I was taught as far as self-worth. What I was taught was considered to be, you know, your keep your dignity, keep your pride. A lot of like self-respect, which was, I want to put emphasis on this, that a lot of the self-respect was rooted in fear. A lot of the self-respect was really rooted in their experiences from having abusive relationships. A lot of their self-respect was, what was passed down to me, was due to their experiences of feeling neglected, or feeling ran over, or feeling abused, right? And those stories and traumas that our loved ones that may have told us these beliefs or what not to do, what they didn't know is that they had unresolved wounds that had happened to them. So for example, so if I were to say, like, for example, I had a loved one who told me, you know, you're too naive. You got to make sure that you don't let anybody walk over you, right? Now, there is a level of speaking truth. There's a level of creating healthy boundaries. There's also a level of when we are always, when we are not letting our walls down, and we are always backbiting at people, and we don't let anybody in. We don't let anybody in, or we immediately snap on people, right? That's trauma response. That's not self-dignity. That's a trauma response. That's not self-dignity. That's a trauma response. And I recognize that what I thought was self-dignity was actually a trauma response. It was a trauma response. And I think sometimes we just don't know that. We aren't aware of that. I wasn't aware of it. I knew that it wasn't me. I knew that I felt sick showing up as that. I knew I didn't feel good showing up as that, but I felt I had to show up as that. Because that was what they told me. And, you know, society sometimes doesn't do a great job at showing you humility and grace and service, right? Society puts a lot of emphasis on drama and what we're not going to take, especially when we think about our ancestors, what they went through when they were enslaved. Right, stripped away from their family, stripped away from their, just who they were. Right, but their souls wasn't stripped away. Couldn't strip away their soul. Right, so there is a level of anger. There's a level of healing that needed to take place, and it needed to happen within me. And I recognized that that stuff, that not only did I have to drop that net, right? Because sometimes I pick it up again, pick up that net when that fear comes. But it's like your heart cannot be healed. It cannot evolve. It cannot grow unless you drop the net. It's good to look at the net, to examine the net, to examine what's in the net. What are these beliefs that I got going on inside this net, right? And then at the same time, then there's this net of the mentality of dropping the net, because in the sense of sometimes I know I've experienced when I've held onto the net, meaning like hold on to my fears. I've held onto my need of being right. I've held onto my pride. I've held on to that, right? I've held on to what I knew, what I thought was working, what I thought was keeping me defensive, you know. And I was repeating what my grandmother went through. I was repeating, you know, what my mother went through. I was repeating what my father went through. I was repeating a lineage. Are you following me? So I was repeating that. And I recognized that in order to be in alignment and really to walk into the promises of God, that I had to fully drop the net and follow God. And that was difficult for me because I never followed God in that aspect. I was used to viewing God working really, really hard to be approved by God, working really, really hard to be accepted by God. So it was like I felt as though heaven was closed, and maybe I could get like a small crack of light if I worked, you know, 80 hours a week, and if I was always beating myself up for doing something wrong, that I was always in constant of a rebuke. And I felt that that was the mentality of being a Christian, being close to God, that was just how life would be. And then I would finally find my rest when I would die and go to heaven. No, I'm so glad that I had my encounter, because I couldn't go that one. I knew that I was chosen, right? I knew that I was here. When I had the encounter, I knew that I was here for something greater than all that stuff that I've been carrying. I just knew. It started when I was younger. It started actually just before I started talking. I knew that I was different. I knew that I was, because I saw things differently. I saw people differently, not from a judgmental way. I just was able to see people, and I recognized that I had something that I could see that the person couldn't see. So I knew that God had given me something different, because my sight was different and I heard things differently. Always have. And so I also believe that there was a part of me that had to go through the rough times, that had to pick up those beliefs, had to have the brokenness in my life, have the brokenness in my agreements, have the brokenness in my marriage, have the brokenness in within myself, in order so that I could remember. Because had I not had that in my life, I wouldn't have gone to God, right? I wouldn't have asked from my heart what I knew I needed healing from. We know what we need healing from. Sometimes we just hide from it, or we don't believe that we can be healed from it. And so that was a divine awakening, right, that I had. Amazing awakening. And I probably will share it until I don't feel led to share it anymore. But I want to just emphasize before I get off, what net are you willing to drop? To follow God, to follow freedom, to follow who you really are called to be in God, because that's really his true peace. I have tried to do other things, but there is nothing like the peace of God. And the peace of God is God's will for your life. I have had thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in bank, right? I've had that. And I have also felt very chaotic. I have been, looked the prettiest on the outside, and I have been troubled on the inside, right? And this does not equate awakening with poverty. because that's not a, no, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that I remember trying to fix things on the outside, thinking that fixing things on the outside would be the antidote for what was troubling in my heart, but that I couldn't quite put my finger on. Does that make sense? And so God allowed me to walk through this divine revelation, this divine awakening, to recognize that the stuff that I was holding in my net, I had to drop. Because God wants the best for your life. I promise you, God wants the best for your life. Oh my God, absolutely. You're not here to suffer. Did you know that? I'm going to say that again. You did not come here to suffer. I'm going to say that one more time. You did not come here to suffer as a way of life. Yes, there will be challenges, but you did not come here to suffer as a way of life. I'm going to say that one more time. You did not come here to suffer as a way of life. You are meant to be here for a reason. I know my reason is to bring heaven on earth to earth. I know that. It's to heal others and to show them the power of love and true love and how it really heals all wounds. I know that. I know why I'm here. I'm glad why I'm here. I'm glad that I'm here. I'm glad to share this message with you. I am. I really am. I'm glad I dropped the net, those beliefs, those agreements. You have to drop the net in order to follow God. It's really hard to truly listen and adhere to the voice of God when you believe that you're right, when you want to hold on to your pride. It's really hard to listen to the Spirit of God when you still have a negative attachment from what happened to you years ago and you're still holding on to that as your truth. It's hard to adhere to it. You can hear the voice of God, but it's hard to adhere and follow it when you're aligned, when you're attached to holding on to that, because that has become your God. That has become your idol. That has become your power. That is what you follow. That's what you worship. That's what you surrender to. Yeah. And we can release from it all. It takes time. That's what grace is all about. Oh my gosh. It takes the time that it takes, right? It can happen overnight. It can happen right now. It can happen however long that you decide for it to happen, for you, as far as like holding on to it, right? However your soul, whatever your soul is holding on to, right? It's up to you to decide what you want to release. It depends on how heavy the agreement is, right? But you can release from it all. You can, I'm going to tell you, I'm so grateful to share this with you. You can release it all and truly have in your heart everything that God has placed in you for you to have. The abundance for you to have. It's truly in your heart. And I'm so grateful to share this message with you. That's all I have, y'all. Y'all tune in next time. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.